Greetings again this morning, and welcome to Daily Inspirations. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. Here, Jesus lifts up another example. He lifts up the men of Nineveh. The men of Nineveh, they were very wicked people, and Jesus lifts them up as an example of their repentance. And so, you know, when Jesus lifts something up, I think it's noteworthy to take a little bit of a look at here. In verse 41, it says, Jesus is speaking again to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. And so I'm going to turn to Jonah chapter 3 and just read a little bit here of the account. Jonah entered the city. We all know the story of Jonah, how he disobeyed God and ended up in the belly of a fish, and God told him to go again. And Jonah chapter 3, verse 4, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. And so the people of Nineveh, at the preaching of Jonah, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard hungry animals, but cows or something, we'll just take cows for example, that go without water on a warm day or without feed, or even pigs, and they get very loud, very loud. And so you have animals not eating here. You have the people sitting in sackcloth, and it says that the people of Nineveh believe God. You know, when someone believes God, it will change their life. It brings action. It brings change. And so Jonah had a message here, and the people believed him, and they repented. But Jesus says, a greater than Jonas is here. Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. So Jonas was a great preacher. He turned thousands, probably. I don't know how many people were in Nineveh. Thousands and thousands of people to repentance, and they believe God. But today we have a greater preacher in Jesus Christ. We have a greater message. And so the question is, does your repentance look or compare to the Ninevites? Will the Ninevites rise up in the day of judgment and condemn your repentance? Because you have a greater message, you have a greater preacher to listen to. You know, I think it's very sobering to think about how they repented, and Jesus says, a greater than Jonas is here. And so we need to take heed to that. We need to believe God. Many people today lack true repentance. It's because they don't believe God. Repentance is a turning away and walking in a different direction. Notice here, in verse 10, it says, "And God saw their works that they turned from their evil way." So repentance is you're walking in one direction, in the wrong direction, but you turn away from that and turn around and you walk towards the Lord in faith. You know, like the prodigal son, he was out. He was out fulfilling the lust of his flesh. And when he came to repentance, he turned and ran back to his father. And in that way, his father was able to receive him. That is true repentance. And that's what the Ninevites did here. And so Jesus is lifting them up as an example of repentance. So let's not let the Ninevites rise up in the day of judgment and condemn our repentance. Because true repentance brings a change of life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that you just truly help us, Lord, to listen to the greater message that we have in Jesus Christ, and help us to walk in truth, Lord, that the Ninevites rise not up in the day of judgment and condemn us. We commit this day into your hand, in Jesus' name, amen.